At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I was caught up in this IT outage thing because I flew in on Ryanair, very early flight yesterday morning. And when we landed, we saw this message, IT outage, Ryanair are worrying about flights and all kinds of things. And all through the day, then I was worrying I wouldn't get back. Had to fly back last night to be here this morning. And thankfully, nothing really happened for our flight. It was delayed by about an hour. But I was amazed seeing these headlines coming up on this IT outage. And was there a cyber attack going on and all kinds of things. All over the news this morning, of course, as well. It's a very important thing for us all. And so I'm going to, first of all, talk about this to Emmett Ryan, a technology journalist. Welcome to the show, Emmett.
Luke, great to be with you, and I'm glad you got back in one piece as well.
I know, it's very strange yesterday, Emmett. I mean, literally, the first headline I saw was cyber attack, because was that the first suspicion, Emmett, there was something going on here, that there was a malignant force somehow hacking into technology on us?
There was, but to be honest, that didn't really last very long, because I think they realized reasonably quickly once sort of, though it would have been, because obviously it was quite like very, very early morning, you're talking like, you know, when most people are asleep hours of the morning, when this first happened yesterday. So by the time we were at sort of, you know, late breakfast time, shall we say, on Friday, we were sort of, you know, starting to realize this wasn't actual cyber attack, this was not malicious. But of course, that didn't really help anyone who was stuck in an airport, who was stuck, you know, unable to, like, sort of maybe, you know, pay a taxi fare, anything like that, because, you know, there was still obviously this massive global IT outage, and it is essentially because there was a mistake in the update that happened, and updates happen all the time in IT. You know yourself, your computer, you'll be going on and need to install updates, you go, Grant, just do that, and in a few minutes, it's fine. And that's what's meant to happen most of the time. What happened here was they had an update that was just not meant to happen, essentially, and they didn't know how to fix it. And there was a way to avoid this happening, but, well, it would involve spending money, and that sort of works back to that redundancy and backups, Luke.
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you don't drive a car without insurance in your car, like, because, you know, well, I'm not going to crash it most of the time, but there could be a chance I'll crash it.
Right.
And it's like same thing. You shouldn't really be, like, you know, creating your business without sort of, and using IT applications without backups on them. But
right.
the issue there isn't on, like, sort of the airline. It's really on the Microsoft and CrowdStrike, and that they hadn't sort of, you know, pushed this forward on the agenda. And, like, I've spoken to plenty of people in Irish businesses, but you also seen at the EU level. Like, there's one chap I was talking to yesterday, David Russell of Elio Networks. He has been preaching this backup and redundancy issue for years because he said something was going to happen with the connectivity side of things. The EU has been pushing a regulation to try and get more of it called DORA. And essentially it's because the fear was something this would happen.
Right.
And in terms of context, Luke, by the time we were sort of, you know, sort of going for dinner yesterday evening, I think it was a combined $80 billion had been knocked off the values of CrowdStrike and Microsoft alone.
Good Lord, that's dramatic. And I saw that the headline I saw this morning was Man Who Crashed the World. It's this guy George Kurtz, isn't it? I mean, he's the CEO, is he, of CrowdStrike? I'd never heard of CrowdStrike. I mean, I presume you probably had, but
yeah, like, they're a very successful IT security company, but this is obviously, you know, huge issue for them. Like, there was like the guts of a third of their value was knocked off at one point yesterday. They can recover, like, because, like, I've been asked by a few people, like, you know, is this existential for them? To be honest, if it was any other company in their sector, it almost certainly would be. But because CrowdStrike are in the IT security space and have the relationships built up already, while mistakes can happen, like, you know, and obviously it's an enormous mistake. I know we're talking, you know, billions and billions and billions lost. Right, it's a type of mistake that can be recovered from.
And this phrase, blue screen of death. So what actually happened, Emmett, if you were subjected to this, I guess, say Ryanair or whatever, and they suddenly noticed this, did they? Did their screens go blue? Was that what happened? And then suddenly they were in trouble.
Essentially, yeah, your screens went blue and there was a polite little message up saying, sorry, there's just been an issue with an update. We'll try and fix it soon. But of course, soon went from 30 minutes to an hour to 3 hours to, we're still not doing this today with some computers. So it's the standard sort of go-to position when there's a crash issue. But Microsoft were sending out some rather interesting suggestions. At one point, they were saying to turn it on and turn it off again, which is normal enough, Luke.
Yeah.
But they said sometimes it might take 15 times of turning it on and turning it off and turning it off again.
It's not very sophisticated, just turn it off and on, it'll fix itself. You think we'd have more sophisticated ways of dealing with this, wouldn't you?
And I've been interviewing techies for 20 years. My first question is to always explain what you do to my mom. The idea of saying, if I had to call my mom yesterday and think, now, Matt, if you could turn it off and turn it on again 15 times, she'd be kind of going, is Emmett okay? Does he need to go to hospital here?
It does sound a bit ridiculous. Of course, it's ironic, isn't it, Emmett, that this was designed as the sort of a antiviral type thing, and then suddenly it crashes the whole system. That struck me as a strange irony of modern life.
It is, you, given obviously your background, Luke, might actually be able to help in this particular query, because the NHS in the UK had huge issues yesterday. Didn't seem to do with the HSE, so my first thought was, is the HSE a bit further behind than the NHS in terms of the forms of Microsoft apps it's using, and therefore it might actually have not been susceptible to this?
Right.
I figured, Luke, your background, you might know this, but it was the first thing that jumped out.
It may be a benefit in a way that they're behind, perhaps, because this wouldn't happen to them, I guess. And on the ground, Emma, what happened? What was the most serious consequence of this yesterday?
I suppose, because people might think the flights are 3,500, I think that a lot of pharmacies, particularly in the UK, had issues, and in Australia as well. That would be the one that jumped out, because obviously a lot of people literally having trouble getting their medication, because if you're handing your prescription or it's getting processed, there's a series of processes to make sure it's all okay. That literally just couldn't happen yesterday. So for quite a few people, there was a lot of challenge getting their meds around the world.
And very worrying in that situation. I guess if your flight's cancelled or delayed, that's one thing, but it could be more serious, I guess, than that could never for some people, it sounds like.
Exactly. The one upside with air travel is there are so many boxes they have to tick before a plane is allowed, even taxi on the runway, that, in order to make sure it's safe for travel, you were never going to be in danger because those boxes were extremely unticked once that blue screen came up.
Exactly. I noticed as well, a strange one, you couldn't update your Leap card. Imagine that happening, because of this sort of situation. People in DART stations couldn't update their Leap cards, apparently. Unexpected.
Yeah, there was that, and also anybody who uses the Transfer for Ireland app would have been wondering, why can't I see when my DART or my train or my bus is, because the live updates were down from that as well.
Right. Would you worry this will happen again, in maybe other situations? And
Right now, in terms of the attitude, Luke, I'd be surprised if it didn't happen again, because while the EU is doing great work in terms of, promoting sort of regulations to have greater redundancy, there still isn't enough impetus at the large corporate level, because there isn't a system that isn't capable of failing.
Right.
We saw that, because if a Microsoft system can fail, anything can fail, to be honest.
Exactly.
And again, this isn't an attack issue. Attacks, obviously there's only so much you can do about them, but at least you understand what's going to happen when an attack happens.
Right.
When it's an error, as we're seeing, it's taking a lot longer than usual to fix. And until this focus on backups and redundancies really is pushed, it's inevitable to me that we're going to have another issue like this.
Right, so one to watch, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks very much, Emmett. That was Emmett Ryan there, technology journalist, about the IT outage.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.